I want to just give you a moment to kind of let your eyes adjust to the darkness. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. You have brought them abundant joy. In our life, there is darkness. And I'm not talking about the darkness that is here now because the lights are off. But I talk about the darkness that we experience, the fearfulness with world events, a broken promise, a disappointment, a loss. We give up on ourselves, or we give up too soon. And many other darknesses that can exist in our lives. What we celebrate tonight is that amidst all of the darkness in our life, the Christ light has broken through that darkness. And it is that Christ light that brings hope and brings promise and brings assurance that we can make it through all the darknesses of our life. That Christ has broken that darkness. And that darkness, no matter how big, is not the most powerful and does not have power over us. It is Christ, that light, who has broken the darkness, that leads us through the darknesses of our life, that accompanies us in the darknesses of our life, that gives us the guidance that we need to move through those darknesses in our life. And it is that hope and that assurance and that promise that lets us know that that light of Christ is alive and lives within us and is the promise and is what it is that we carry with us. For those of you who are not part of our parish community, our focus for Advent has been making Christ alive in the darkness. That light of Christ shines over this manger that is here in front. It is this manger that Christ surrounds with his light. It is during our Advent season that every week we put our straw in this manger. It was not the traditional straw that we're familiar with. It was the pieces of paper that we made our straw. And every week we were invited to write one of the darknesses or the chaos in our life that we're dealing with. And to let that be the straw that we placed in the manger, believing that the figure of Christ would lay on that straw, would lay on those darknesses and those chaos in our life, and somehow make alive you and I. We would lay that figure of Christ in that manger, and he would not be surrounded by swaddling clothes, but would be surrounded by all of those things that are the darknesses in our life, that are the struggles and the pain and all that holds us back. What we really celebrate tonight is not that he lays in those and they surround him. What we celebrate and believe is that Christ the light surrounds all of that that we have put in here. All of that that we deal in our lives that is darkness. He wraps his light, he wraps his arms. He does whatever it is that we need him to be. Encouragement, support, affirmation, healing, confidence, compassion, a direction, a hope. Whatever we need him to be as the Christ light that wraps himself around each and every one of us. And then it is you and I, because we believe that the light of Christ is within us and alive, that we wrap ourselves around one another. At the moments and times in their life, in that individual's life, when they might need that kindness, that generosity, that compassion, that prayer, that support, that faith. Whatever it is that they need, we surround them with that light in their darkness. We celebrate and we believe tonight that there is no darkness that is more powerful than the light. That there is no darkness that can overcome us. That there is no darkness that is so big that even a little light can dismiss that darkness. And we believe that Christ is no little light. He is big. A parishioner of ours has just finished chemotherapy and radiation. He was told that he is cancer-free. In the final blog that he wrote, he shared a quote from someone else who is a 10-year survivor of cancer. This is what he shared about that 10-year survivor, as this person wrote. Don't stand in the darkness. Stand in the light with your back to the darkness. Don't stand in the darkness. Stand in the light with your back to the darkness. That parishioner of ours ended his final blog with these words. I will stand with the darkness at my back, walking toward the light. I will stand with the darkness at my back, walking toward the light. On this Christmas Eve evening, let our prayer, our hope, and our support be this. Let us stand in the light of Christ. Let us walk toward the light of Christ, believing that that light will be bright and beautiful in each of our lives. Let us pray and celebrate that on this Christmas Eve night.